and welcome to another episode of the Monday Mile podcast. Today, we are in Hertfordshire at a location known as the Whack Pad. If you watch YouTube, that name will ring a bell. When it comes to content creation, going viral and hitting over 10.3 billion views in a single year, these two gentlemen have stood the test of time and been a part of the evolution of digital content. So today, we're going into the Whack Pad to pick their brains, the two Pauls, Woody and Climie. Welcome to the Monday Mile podcast.
Well, hey, thanks for having us.
I can safely say, I think that is the wildest introduction to any podcast I've ever witnessed or been a part of.
Amy, I can't have a two-time Olympian come onto my turf, okay, and not get a bit of the flavour of what we're about.
By the way, that's just a usual day. That just happens every day. That's just normal.
For those people that are new to YouTube content creation, first of all, what is the Whack Pad?
Go on, Clarence.
So the Whack Pad is our filming studio, essentially. We kind of bought a house and turned it into edit suites, conference rooms, studio floors, and we're in here pretty much every day creating content. It's like a creator house, so everything is done here. It's like a one-stop shop. We film the content, we edit the content, we come up with the ideas, we post, we do everything here, and we also have like amazing guests come down like yourself to do like podcasts.
It feels like a sort of giant playground for adults. I opened your fridge other than all of the soup that's yours.
Yes, yeah, I tend to have a lot of soup at lunchtime.
But why do you eat soup every day though?
There's quite a lot of sweets and candy. How do you guys stay in shape when you're sort of at home all day creating?
Well, we burn a lot of energy, obviously creating videos, creating content, constantly burning our energy like that. But in truth, I mean, I've got the soup there because I know that there's a certain amount of calories and I'm good. But yeah, we go to the gym most days.
I don't gym, by the way.
No.
I don't go to the gym. I'm really unfit at the moment. I need to get into the gym. Woody, you're like every day. He's into cold baths. He's into all sorts.
So you're sort of the inspiration behind the wellness of the two of you. Do you push Climie into that side of life as well?
I wouldn't dare try and push Climie because Climie is a lone ranger. He'll do what he wants to do, doesn't he?
Yeah.
So every now and again, I'll be like, look, this is good. You fancy doing this or getting into this? And he'll be like, yeah, it's really great, Woody. Yeah. And then just mug me off.
Yeah. That's how it goes.
So take me back to the start.
Yeah.
Britain's Got Talent. Did you get chummy with Susan Boyle?
To be fair.
Mate, that is the weirdest thing that we was on Britain's Got Talent with Susan Boyle when you think about it. I mean, how big she become. Do you know what I mean?
It was mad because we in the holding room, when we was waiting to go through for our audition, she was sitting quite close to us.
She was in there.
She was in there, yeah. So she was sitting literally like where that door is over there. And we was over here, yeah. But and you look around and it's crazy because you see people and you're like, wonder what they do. Wonder what their talent is and what have you. And
we couldn't work out what she
couldn't work out. And like, I mean, naturally you'd think maybe she could be a singer because you get a lot of singers audition at Britain's Got Talent and stuff. But you had not the foggiest idea. But then when she went out on stage and she blew everyone away, didn't she? It's awesome.
And you two were on Britain's Got Talent for your freestyle football skills. I can see there's a couple of nets here.
Yeah.
A few footballs.
Yeah.
How are the skills these days? Still sharp?
They're non-existent, to be honest. They're non-existent. Go on. Go on, get a foot. Woody still plays a little bit, but you've got a good touch. Go on, do some keep you up, please.
Oh, no. Oh, there you go.
I can do a skill
so
for you.
So one of you hurt your back.
Yeah.
That was kind of the kaput in freestyle football.
I just tried something there. Sorry.
No, bad.
Getting distracted. Getting
stick
distracted.
It on that whole thing. Look. No, what would you... Straight on crossbar, look. It'd have been great if it
what,
hit.
What
though,
we'll get Woody to do, I don't know if we're ruining this walk here, but I'm going to get Woody to do the soul juggle for you around here.
Oh, yeah, God, go on. Really?
Yeah, but I'll put him under pressure in a second. We'll do the walk and then we'll get to it.
Okay, we'll keep cracking on. Would you say that platform of Britain's Got Talent was the making of the two of you as a duo?
I don't know if it was the making of us. It was an amazing experience for us though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I would say it probably wasn't the making because... Like a lot of people now don't know us for football freestyle anymore. 99.9% of people don't even know that we went on Britain's Got Talent. Obviously, we were a football double act, so we was doing all the skills. And like social media wasn't even really a thing back then. So it wasn't like we went on Britain's Got Talent and then gained all like loads of millions of followers after going on there. You know, like people do when they come off of TV shows now. It was like we did it, had a bit of traction. We did a lot of gigs, didn't we, off the back of it. And then I got a back injury, which put us out of being able to do the skills together. Right. So we were like, oh, what do we do? Like, you know, we can't do this double act. We worked so hard on it. And it was at that moment we was like, we need to pivot here and change direction and do something different. And we saw a gap. It was the early days of social. We saw a gap in social media for like an entertainment duo. So we kind of put the football away, which was a very tough thing to do because, you know, we had like brand deals coming in and stuff as well.
That's quite a big punt to take a pivot.
Yeah.
That oh, quick time. And take such a giant U-turn and retain not only the friendship, but just totally transition into something different. Digital content, the evolution of it has been so rapid and so fast. Did you ever predict it could create this future for you?
It's like anything in life, you know, if you want something as bad as you say you want it, you can get it. It just depends what you're prepared to go to and what lengths you're prepared to go to make it happen, right? And as football creators that we were originally, when we was obviously a double act doing that, that was something that we enjoyed for the process while we did it, but we knew that there was a shelf life to that as well.
Yeah.
Whereas by pivoting and going into what we're doing now, we knew like being an entertainment duo and whatever that represents in terms of the type of content that we're creating has got so much more longevity to it. Mm. It's been an amazing journey, an amazing experience. And we always say it, don't we, clients? Like, we feel like we're only just getting started, you know?
For sure. And I think as well, just to jump on the back of Woody there, it's like we're massive believers of like law of attraction and manifestation, both of us, and we live our lives by that.
I love that.
And we look back at my back injury and go, that was meant to happen, because if the back injury didn't happen, we wouldn't have taken the path that we've taken now. Yes. We wouldn't have the whack pad.
Still be kicking footballs.
We'd still be kicking footballs, and you know, and it was just something that we look back on and go, that was meant to be, you know. The universe wanted my back injury so we could pivot and go into the direction, because we wouldn't change it for the world. Like, we love what 100%. We do. We love, you know, in being in the entertainment kind of genre, you can do anything, whether it's challenges, you know, we prank each other a lot, we vlog, we, you know, we've got our reality show that we've just launched offline, and it's just, we can kind of do anything in that.
We're a part of the reality show right now.
Yes.
Right? Yes.
We're the cameras show are right always now. Rolling.
They're always rolling. Yeah. Always
so if
rolling.
You are tuning into the audio, make sure to check out offline. You mentioned pranksters, jokesters. I witnessed an element of that coming in. Kleinie, how do you deal with perception? Because the perception of the two of you is that you're jokers, but I know and have just witnessed some of the hard work that goes down to make the duo a success.
It's a good point you raised there, because we go into a lot of meetings and people expect us to be these guys like absolutely bouncing off the walls. Do you know what I mean? Because you watch 2 minutes of our content and you see, you know, us shouting, screaming, pieing each other in the face, all these crazy stuff. But behind it, we are just Paul and Paul. And we are just regular guys, and you know, we love the business side of what we do as well.
Yeah.
And it's not like that all the time. The cameras turn on and we become Woody and Kleinie. The perception, I think it's slowly changing, especially now, but it's not just turn on a camera and just go. You know, there's a lot of process that goes into it. You've seen it here at the Wattpad, you know.
Yeah.
There's a process of, you know, how an idea is born and the idea incubators that we go into, which is like we'll get around a table and discuss ideas. It's almost like, you know, that if you've seen Wolf of Wall Street, you know, where they're like sitting around the table just throwing crazy ideas at each other. Like, one, like we'll be like, why don't we just drive a car into a lake? And someone's like, good idea. And then 2 weeks later, we're driving a car into a lake that we did for Top Gear. So it's kind of like there's a whole process, and then it goes into the edit. And, you know, we've got a great team of editors here, and you see that creation, you know, come to reality.
Woody, when it comes to that perception of the duo, of the two of you being these kind of wild, crazy guys, would you like to change that narrative for longevity?
No, we've got offline.
Offline kind of done that is doing that. Sorry, I thought I didn't answer your question.
No, you're good.
Who interrupts?
Yeah.
I'm trying to unpick your question in terms of like what you want from that. Like, I mean, from a professional standpoint, what we do and how we do it is very professional compared to how a lot of social media creators will operate. You know, the whole system we got here, what Kleinie spoke about.
And tell us about that system that I've just witnessed upstairs.
Yeah, so you take things from an idea incubator, which Kleinie touched on, and then all of the best ideas get put down onto a green card. Those green cards go up onto a board, and we've got like a workflow system where you've got primary content, then you work out kind of like those primary content videos are split into different categories depending on what they are, whether they're on location out and about or whether they're here at the Wattpad. Different types of content where you need that extra bit of production, where we've got like a production manager who will make all the builds, and whether again they're set here or out and about, and a lot of time and energy goes into those things, and a lot of money as well to create a lot of the builds that we have done in order to produce them like high level good quality content, you know. And then as it moves up, those ideas, you'll pick like kind of what you want to shoot, they'll get prepared, put into a ready area, then you'll choose out of ready what you actually want to shoot that week. you schedule it for the week and work out what makes sense to do in and around other things that are going on, whether we've got to go and do public appearances, whether it be brand deals that we've got to shoot or other commitments, business meetings with different aspects of business that we're kind of getting involved in. Come the end of that, once everything gets shot, it goes into the editing suite. They work out who's going to edit it. They all get that put down into different formats for different platforms. Usually 3 minutes, 90 seconds, 1 minute. Come back into us on different colored cards once it's been signed off, and we've obviously signed off the edits for us to get ready for upload onto the different social media platforms.
It's incredible, the growth of the pair of you. When you started out in those days where you're not seeing the figures flowing on YouTube, Instagram, how did you retain your motivation to keep driving?
Well, we worked like for 5 years and didn't make a penny out of social media.
But so many people like see that and think, how's that even possible? How, when 5 years is an extreme amount of time to put into something with no return?
We were basically working two jobs. So we had our day jobs, which we were football coaches.
No way.
We used to, you know, do all the football coaching in the day, and then we'd finish at, you know, 5 p.m. and we'd get home, quickly eat, and then from like 6 to, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning, we'd be filming content for 5 years, 7 days a week. And, you know, there were times where we would look at each other like, is this going to work? You know what I mean? We're filming videos in the pouring rain, getting like 10 views, nothing was working. But we are massive believers in law of attraction, and we knew that no matter what, as long as we believed in ourselves, one day it will happen. Mm. And that day did come. There was a moment where we got just out of nowhere, a million views on the video.
No way.
And that kind of, it was a domino effect from there. It just, we looked at each other and we're like, right now we've hit that million views on this video, we need to pump even more content. So we then went like to daily posts, from like posting once a week to like daily posts. And on Instagram, we snowballed from like 50,000 followers to like 4 million in the space of like 3 months. It was crazy, right? Yeah. I don't quote me exactly on them times, but it was around.
It was growing a million a month, wasn't
it? Yeah. We looked at you like, law of attraction does work. You know, as long as you put the hard work in and believe in yourself, no matter what, it's going to happen. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't matter what anyone else says. You know, there were times where we had people like laugh at us, like, look at these idiots online. Used to be footballers, now they're doing comedy sketches and challenges. They're idiots. And we just ignored it all and was like, as long as we believe in ourselves, it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. One day it happened, but we still work now like we're on zero subscribers. You know, we want to have that mentality, because as quick as you kind of get some success, as quick as
it could go away from you.
Do you know
right?
what I mean? If you're not working hard. So we do every day work like we've got zero followers.
What does a typical day look like in the whack pad?
Woody sledging down the staircase.
Morning.
Is there any? Yeah.
Sliding into Monday morning.
Yeah. Right? I don't think there's any switch off, would you, Woods?
No, I mean, look, there's a structure, definitely. Everyone rocks up and is in by 9:30. That's everyone, obviously, who works on site every day. So there's 8-9 of us on site every day. Rock up at like 9:30. Everyone has a little bit of breakfast, has a little catch up, and then away to their station sort of thing. So like editors will be in editing suite, brand kind of manages that area and he will organise kind of what edits are being done, like whether it be primary content, whether it be stuff for brand deals or even like the show offline. We'll go into the creative room, start looking at kind of things that we've got to do. We normally have like a Monday morning sort of POA with everyone, plan of action to kind of get set for the week and understand what everyone's doing and working on. Mike and Daryl will obviously sit with me and Kleine and be like, look guys, we've got this, that and the other going on this week, just to give us a heads up to make sure that we're on point and we know what's coming up so we can prepare. Because obviously a lot of what we do, there's obviously the physical element of shooting this stuff and being prepared in that way. There's a lot of like mental preparation that you've got to put in, right? It's like you with what you're doing with your podcast, you know, you've got to do your research, right? You've got to understand who you're interviewing, why you're interviewing and what you want to get out of this podcast for the people that are listening. And that's all the sort of stuff that we're doing from a content creation point of view on every sort of video that we shoot, you know?
And when it comes to content, what do you find has allowed you to have that success? How have you moved with the evolution of the fastest pace of technology? Because digital is just wild. It changes what feels like every week. Yeah. One minute you told me posting reels and then the next it's slow-mo. Mm. How have you managed to stay on top of these trends?
I think for us, like, what we've done each year is just reinvent ourselves. We try and, like, each year look at it and go, how can we reinvent ourselves this year and do something slightly different? Because we don't want to just be like a one trick pony and then our audience get bored of the content that we're doing. So I think that, you know,
pride ourselves on that side.
Yeah, we've been doing it 10 years now, and like, you'll see, like, we've just reinvented ourselves each year doing something different. And offline, the reality show, not to plug it again, but it was that, like, reinvention of ourselves. It was like, right, we've been, you know, we've been doing the challenges, we've been, you know, doing the pranks and all the crazy stuff, but we wanted to show the audience what we're talking about now, like what it takes to be a social media creator. Do you know what I mean? And you do see, there is some crazy stuff in the show, don't get me wrong, but you do see Paul and Paul in it as well. You know, the two guys who are just behind the scenes, creating the content, coming up with the ideas. And I think that's like we always say to people when they ask us for advice, what's the best thing like in social media? And we're just like, constantly like evolve, you know, constantly do something different and change things up, because there's longevity in that.
And being in control of what you do, right?
Yeah.
And like being able to, you've got the power to make the decisions, and you're the bosses ultimately. You're the runners, you're the stars in what you do, you're the cameraman at time, you're the production like house in every single way, right? But like Kleine said there, I think was a really like important point kind of to make, and what people probably don't realize is that the average sort of lifespan of a social media creator is 1 to 2 years on the whole. And we've been in the game for like over 10 years now. So we must be doing something right to obviously be around that long and be able to turn it into like the business that it is, you know?
Mm. To be there from the start and still be standing here today and still growing really is an incredible feat.
No,
so
you.
The two gentlemen sort of off screen, offline, Woody, how would you describe Kleine?
How would I describe Kleine? Good question. I could throw him under the bus here, couldn't I? It'd
probably
be really nice.
Yeah.
No, to be honest with you, Kleine is a very laid back, lovable character who's, yeah, just loves and enjoys life. He doesn't take things too seriously and, yeah, just kind of enjoying the process, you know?
Kleine, it's your turn now.
I would say that Woody's probably one of the most caring people that I've ever met.
Oh.
You know, like the amount of care this guy has for people is just incredible. You're in awe of it at times, do you know what I mean? But he wants good for everybody. And I know that no matter what time it is of the day, so it's 3 o'clock in the morning, I called Woody and I had a problem, he's answering that phone, he's going to be there. Do you know what I mean?
That is so
and
special.
That's the person you off camera. On camera, he's horrible to me.
But that's also the person that you want to spend 24/7 with, someone that will show up for you in a moment of need.
Yes.
When it comes to showing raw emotion on screen, as digital creators leading the charge, do you think it's important to vocalise your own personal lives and emotion in this longer form content?
Yeah, do you know what, Kleine, this would be a good one for you to kind of cover, because you've been very passionate about us being super raw, open, real with our audience, you know, and I think it is a chance for people to see Paul and Paul, like we've mentioned before, because a lot of people know Woody and Kleine, the guys who make the crazy viral videos, you know, so like, there's not many, you go all four corners of the world and you'd find it hard not to get stopped for a selfie and so on. But that's where people kind of know your faces, if that makes sense, and see the quick videos, but they don't really know us deep down and what have you. Whereas with creating offline, goes back to our days of vlogging, where people can really connect to us on like a higher level.
Personal level.
Yeah.
And I think it's so important. I think especially nowadays where the market is so saturated, there's, you know, everyone's a creator nowadays and everyone's doing it. I think that, you know, the audience really needs to be emotionally attached to you. And I think that with our content that you see on like Insta or the short form platforms, it's more just entertainment.
Yeah.
You know, you come into us because you want to be entertained and see craziness. Whereas the reason we pivoted with offline is because we wanted people to know us as personalities, as Paul and Paul, and get to know the real us. So they're more, you know, they can join our journey with us. Do you know what I mean? So I think it is important. Does that answer your question?
Not everything's so perfect as well, right?
Yeah.
Like in social media, everyone wants to show their best looking side of the way they look on Instagram or have you, pose in the right position.
Is that why you've got a closet full of really nice clothes and a stylist upstairs just so I get to walk with the fresh looking gentleman today.
So this is it though, isn't it? It's like such a high percentage of what's on social media is kind of a mask, you know, and I think that offline really pulls back that mask to show people those sort of vulnerable sort of positions that you find yourself in, those bad times, those hard times, which can make people really connect with you in another way and understand kind of what goes into this, you know. It's not so pretty all the time.
Let's pull back the mask. Yeah. Digital content and the fast moving pace of, let's say, online addiction. You know, you've got kids scrolling, and mental health is something that has been vocalized a lot, and they say that the online world doesn't necessarily create the most conducive environment. Would you say that's also why you want to show yourselves as the slightly less unpolished versions? Is there an element of that that's important to you?
Yeah, it's a difficult one, isn't it? Because there is a lot of like negativity surrounding social media nowadays, right? And we're aware of that too. You know, we're not ignoring that. There are some terrible negatives, but there is also a lot of positives in social media.
Can make you smile.
You know what I mean? And that's what we try and do with our videos, just put a smile on people's faces. We're not trying to put any negativity out into the world. If you come to us and watch some of our content, we want you leaving feeling happy and have a smile on your face. Like, we get tons of comments and DMs where people be like, I had such a bad day, but I tuned into your content and I'm feeling a lot better about myself now. And when you get them type of comments, it's like, mate, that makes it all worthwhile.
That must give you a real sense of purpose as well.
For sure. That kind of gives us that, you know, that inspiration to keep creating content, you know?
Where do you think Woody and Kleinie will be in 10 years' time?
On the moon.
Are you going to get one of those jets and get it branded and then fire yourselves up?
I mean, that's the dream.
Whack pad up top.
Whack rocket.
Gotta believe it, dream it, and then make it happen, right? It's a tough question, because if you asked us what we'd have been doing when we were 10 years back, like, would we have pictured that we would be where we are now, doing what we are exactly now? You know, it's tough. One thing we do know is that we constantly want to kind of move forward, progress, and move in directions maybe that are untapped and we haven't done before, you know, like step outside of our comfort zone at times when we feel that it's tough, and enjoy the process, you know. Like, if there's an avenue that we can go down which can lead to so many different positive outcomes, why not explore it? But we don't really kind of want to chain ourselves into a position where it's kind of like, this is exactly what we want to do, and like, and not move it, you know. Like, yeah, you have goals, you have dreams of achieving things. Like, we're a production house, right? But we're creating like Whack Productions, which is a production company that can facilitate all the stuff we do for ourselves, but for others, whether it be traditional celebrities who don't know how to do social media correctly and so on, or other creators who haven't got the infrastructure that we have, that we can supply those areas to help them do what we do on a bigger scale.
Amazing.
So there's so many amazing things that can be done, and you're bound by your imagination. Right.
So right now you are your own bosses.
You're only bound by your imagination, shall I say.
And you are essentially generating your own future and your own evolution. You decide when to turn up and show up. That's an incredible place to be. Now, what happens if the roles are switched and people go, hey, we like you two. You're an incredible duo. We want you to work for us and host this show. So you're no longer your own boss.
Yeah.
You're going mainstream, you're going TV. How would you feel about somebody else controlling that narrative of what time you both show up in the morning?
We've had a taste of that life.
Yeah, we've definitely had a taste of it.
Not as presenters, but on another show, wouldn't it, Clarence?
Yeah, and it's definitely something that we would just take in our path, if that's the right. Taking our stride. It's like, for us,
we'll have a bit of that.
And I think to be a 360 is absolutely incredible, you know, in terms of like having socials and doing the more traditional side.
We believe we're capable of bridging that gap between social media and mainstream.
We would enjoy it, because it'd be, at the moment when we come into work, we're thinking about everything. Do you know what I mean? Whereas like, if you get like a job like that, where like, come on, present the show, it's like you're just there as
you're the talent, right?
Yeah. And you learn your scripts and you learn your stuff. Whereas like, you know, with what we do here at the Whack Pads, like, we're hands on with everything. We've got obviously people in different departments and whatnot, but we're very hands on people and we like that. But listen, if it happens and it comes in, I think we'll take it by the horns.
You know? It's incredible, because right now you are wearing all of the hats. Is there a platform that you prefer or love to create for?
Whatever one's paying us.
That's true. No, I think that there's so many platforms now, isn't there? It's you've got to think about everything. It's like, you make a video, but then we'll say make a 3-minute video, which goes on Facebook, because, you know, on Facebook, we monetize 3-minute videos. And then you've got to cut that down to like 90 seconds for, say, TikTok to monetize, and then you cut it down even shorter for like shorts at 60 seconds. And like, we just love every platform. Like, we just enjoy it because they're so up and down. 1 minute Instagram smashing, the next minute YouTube smashing, and we've never really had a moment where all platforms are smashing at the same time. So you kind of like,
what's smashing at the minute?
Well, our Snapchat's on the rise.
Yeah,
which Snapchat's is interesting because, well, like, that's our newest platform that we kind of, what you should say now, clients, we've been kind of got a presence on there for the last sort of year now. But we've got content backed up for like 5 years where we could post like 3 times a day for 5 years straight without running out of content.
Yeah.
So like, if there's a new platform that comes along, we've got like a library, everything's kind of organized really, really well, thanks to obviously the guys in the edit, you know, where everything's logged correctly. And if there's a new social media platform that comes around tomorrow, then we've got all the content there to
You're ready to go.
Yeah. And that's without creating anything new, you know, and we're constantly creating content. I think we've got about 30 videos in the can at the moment to keep ourselves ahead. So like, take Klein, he goes away on holiday tomorrow to Boston to go and see some of his family with his wife, Alex. He gets to have a break, not have to worry because content's still flowing, going out. We're still on people's timelines because it's a hamster wheel. Like, once you're on it, you've got to keep churning it out. You can't be forgotten about on social media, because just like that, it can be. And it's important to keep plowing it out, you know?
Do you ever think, oh, I wonder if it's annoying people keep seeing us on... Or do you think that is the key to success, is constantly being there and showing up?
I think like regular content, I mean, Wizard, you probably agree with me here, regular content is key, especially on 100%. Short form platforms.
Yeah.
You know, like the short form kind of like a TikTok, Insta. And, like, you need to be posting daily. You need to be. I don't think it's enough posting like once a week.
Although it depends what it is and what, like, if it's YouTube.
But like, consistency is key.
But yeah, 100%.
Do you know what I mean? Sorry, I just
If it's long form, it's hard to, like, say, take offline as a show. It's like, right now, we can't produce more than one show a week. It's so demanding. It's very, very tough. But in terms of people, like, I think, like, part of your question was, like, do we worry about people getting bored and stuff like that of our content? Yeah. Like, yeah, but that's why we reinvent ourselves and we evolve and make sure that we're changing our content in some way, shape or form to kind of keep it current with kind of what's going on social media, what's like trending and what's current and stuff like that. So by doing that, you stay current and you stay in a position where people don't get bored of you, you know, hence like the pivots into doing offline and so on. It's just showing those different sides of you.
What would you say to a young creator looking at the two of you? It's so incredible what you have established, but it does seem so far out of reach because you've created, you know, this multi-million pound business. You've got a house, and the trajectory through your work ethic is only up. What would you say to someone at day one of wanting to follow in your footsteps?
I think ultimately just start first. And don't think about it too much, because at the start, your videos are going to be bad. Everyone looks back at their first videos and goes, oh my God, that's terrible. But you need to kind of, there's that analogy, I think Ed Sheeran said it once, where it's like, say you went into a house, a rundown house, terrible house, and you go in there, you turn on the tap, it comes out with like dirty water. Do you know what I mean? But the longer you leave that water running, and that is your content, the more you're kind of creating the content and working on your content, eventually that water is going to start coming clear. And
I love that.
Like, that's kind of like what we done at the start, is we were putting out content, it was terrible content, but the more you do it and the more you just kind of keep going and progressing with it, the content's going to get better. And then just don't listen to the negativity. There's going to be people that say what you're doing, don't do it, you know, concentrate on this job, that job. But as long as you believe in yourself and you have the vision, that's all that matters. And eventually, if you work hard, it will. Do you know what I mean? It will happen, but just get out there and start.
How did you steamroll through that noise when people were looking at you going, oh, you know, what is this? What are you guys doing that crazy stuff for? How do you silence that noise?
It's a strange one, really. Like,
we had each other. It's very difficult when you're by yourself at some times, but we've got each other.
Do you know what? That's exactly what I was going to say, clients. And I think that we've always been lucky because we've had Daryl as well, who's like now our manager. He was the guy who held the camera at the beginning. And we call him the And in Woody and Kleiny because he's the person who's been there with us from day one. He basically owns a part of everything that we do. And where we've had each other, we've just been so focused on what we want to do and so positive in the direction where we wanted to get to and stuff, that you just kind of put the blinkers on and you just trap all of that out. You know, you just think like, well, you got each other, you know what you're doing is a positive movement and stuff. So any negativity that comes, it's normally a reflection of someone else and how they're feeling than it is about what you're doing. I mean, we welcome it. I mean, on social media, like whether it be comments, 95% of what we get comments wise is all positive, you know? And yeah,
That's unreal. That's a lot.
But you know what? There's going to be a 5%, which is for the same as like a lot of people, which is negative comments. But like, why focus on the 5% when you've got the 95% over here? As human beings, we tend to levitate towards that direction, don't we, a lot on the whole. Whereas us three, we've never done that. We've just really, like, yeah, you'll get a comment and you might take something from it where you go, oh, maybe I can learn from that and do something in a different way so I don't get that negative comment. But it's never offended us because we've just been like, look, we're on social media, we're giving people a voice. And if you're giving people a voice and you're uploading your content, don't be annoyed if the comments that come your way are negative. You know, at the end of the day, you're giving someone the opportunity to comment on it. And if you don't like it, don't upload to social media. That's what we say. Mm.
Is some of your whack content from back in the day still online? A lot of it is, some
of it we have hid. And like I say, you will look back at your content and what was that? I think even we'll look back at some of the offline first episodes. Like, in a year's time, we'll go, wow, like how much it's grown. That start, you think it's so amazing. But we did hide some of them, didn't we, Woods? There was some crackers in there, weren't there?
Yeah.
And you look back at it and you go, oh my God, how cringe.
Okay, give me your most cringe video.
Oh, God.
Moment that you're most proud of as a duo in your career. So, conflicting ends of the spectrum.
The one that came to mind straight away, I don't know why, but we've done Banter Claws.
Oh, God.
This is a long time ago. But we just dressed up as Santa and called him Banter Claws, and he just went around the public bantering.
Having fun and bantering.
It's terrible. There's nothing to it. And that's gone now. That sounds quite cringe. It's cringe.
Yeah, that's so
alongside that, around the same sort of time, we had Grandpa Bants.
Yeah, we created a grandpa and he used Grandpa Bants. I don't know why we had like this infatuation with the word banter. And he just dressed up. And
Bants is a few years ago though now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like 2000 and whatever.
Not a lot.
Very 2000 and when we started.
Yeah. But there's been a lot of stuff we're proud of as well. I mean,
is there one particular moment that you can pinpoint or one particular video? We're living out our dream here.
Yeah, it depends whether you're talking about videos or moments which really, like, I won't say define you, but like when we hit a million on Instagram, it was the first million we ever hit. Like now we sit on like all platforms combined, we're on like 50 million.
How do you not let that get to the head?
Because as quick as you get there, as quick as it can all be gone.
Yeah, so true.
And you have to work like you got zero subscribers.
Yeah.
It sounds so cliche.
And when you're in it, it doesn't seem like you're that big. You know? Like, and go on, Clans, you're going
to
say something.
I was about to go on to a different subject, so I'll let you finish.
No. And I'll just, like, when we went, like, so we used to go out to LA and film a lot. And there's, like, some content creators in LA who were big inspirations to us at the time when we was doing that style of content. We used to do a lot of skits and sketches. So over there was a big movement of that sort of stuff. So your big creators like your Logan Pauls, your Amanda Cerny's, Peaks and so on. And when we traveled over, one of the years we went over, we like collabed with Peaks. Now at the time he was on like 2 million followers on Instagram.
He's funny.
And like when we met him, we was like, oh my God, we're about to be filming Peaks. This is unbelievable. Like literally like starstruck to a certain degree, you know, within our field. And it's weird because we look at it then and how we felt about it, about, say, working with someone like him on 2 million.
Yeah.
And we still feel that about him, don't we?
Yeah, like, he's incredible.
We still see him because he's an OG, you know, and we still see him in that light. But then when you're in it and you're the people that are grinding every day and like, and it's just clocking up and up and up, you don't really feel like it's a lot or anything like that because you're within it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
However, you've got to step out of it and then look back in and maybe, I don't know, almost compare it to something to kind of understand kind of what it must be like for other people. And I always think back to that time we're filming with him because he was on 2 million followers, you know, and we were blown away. And obviously we sit here on 50, but we don't feel any different from when we hit our first million.
No, for sure.
How do you think you've retained that same work ethic? Because a lot of people would let the success, the fame, the money get to their heads, but you both seem firmly rooted on this whack garden floor.
We've got each other to thank for that as well. Do you know what I mean? We'd never let each other get above our stations, but I don't think we We're not them people anyway.
No, I don't understand how people, and you see it in the industry, don't you?
Yeah.
You see people just completely change.
Yeah.
Like that with a bit of success. And I just don't get it. Everyone's, no matter whether you've got 50 million followers or 500 followers, we're all the same.
Nothing as long changes as you're doing, really, does it?
Do you know what I mean though? As long as you're like a doer,
yeah,
and you're trying to do something good in the world, that's all that matters.
You come in the same way, pretty much. You go out in the same way. Your shit stinks, just like everyone else.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but not everyone's shit is filmed. I mean, I did go to your bathroom toilet, and there was a camera rolling.
No, I have to confess, though.
You recorded the sound, didn't you?
No, we didn't. No. We normally have that as like an out-of-bounds toilet, because that's like our diary room. For everyone listening, okay, our diary room for offline is called Toilet Talk. Okay. So we chat shit on there, basically.
Ah.
And that's why there's a camera in there.
Do you get guests on there? Or is
yeah,
that...
so you're going to drop in there. You're going to go into Toilet Talk after this.
Amazing. Yeah, I love a little toilet chat.
To be fair, I shit myself when you walked in there, because like, you just went in with purple. Like, before I knew it, the door was shut, the lock went. I was like, oh no, please don't let there be a camera. And then when you came out, anyway, they'd remove the camera.
Oh, amazing. Yeah.
Such gents. Thanks for not filming me on the toilet. I'm sure I can bring some
clips.
That goes viral, wouldn't it?
That's the clip that someone takes out and puts on TikTok.
Yeah.
I've got some good toilet stories for you. I mean, who doesn't, right?
Yeah.
We're all human.
Exactly.
Chaps, what is your relationship with Monday? Do we like a Monday?
Oh, I've got to show you my quote up on the wall after.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Go on, why don't you say the quote? Because I like this quote. It's about Monday, isn't it?
Yeah, but I word for word, I'll butcher it. Basically, it's along the lines of, and I don't know if I'm going to get this right now, but Monday. Do sharks complain about Monday? No, they don't, because they're up early, biting shit, and letting everyone know they're a fucking shark.
You know what I mean? I think I butchered it though.
Do sharks complain about a Monday?
Okay. Yeah.
No, they're up early, biting shit, and showing everyone they're a fucking shark.
Yeah. I love a Monday. It's great. We've got such a good bunch of people here as well, and there's
every day's a Friday.
Yeah. Exactly. And we have like a real kind of like good, what's the word I'm looking for? Like culture in and around the Wattpad, and we want to keep it that way. And if we came in complaining on a Monday, we'd be the most ungrateful people in the world. What's your thing on Monday?
I like a Monday, you know.
Yeah.
Get up early, get after it, start the week strong. I mean, it's a bit cliche, but genuinely, I feel like you feel good just by getting after it. And it's a conscious decision. You have to decide to create your own time.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So get up early, get after it. And every day is different for me. So depends who's on the podcast. Today, of course, it's a great Monday because I'm at the Wattpad. I've experienced a man on a toboggan coming at me downstairs at top speed.
I don't think you'll ever witness that again.
I might even get a bit of soup for lunch, because I've heard soup's the only thing on the menu here.
If Woody was willing to give you one of his soups, I'm not sure. But
I got you, don't you?
Yeah. Who cooks in the Wattpad?
I cook soup.
That's not cooking. That's a microwave.
What do you think beans on toast is cooking?
I'm good at cooking toast.
Yeah.
Good at that. And I'm good at cooking cornflakes. Like a bit of milk and cornflakes.
Okay, this is basic.
Yes, well,
let's
basic.
Let's not put you on MasterChef. How about you? Does Alex make you a little packed lunch?
No, so she actually doesn't make me the packed lunch, but I would say it's probably the best cook here. It's probably the manager, Daryl.
Yeah.
He does a lot of cooking. He eats healthy.
Manager Daryl?
Yeah,
he goes off menu as well, doesn't he?
Yeah, he goes off menu and he's a good little cook. Don't get me wrong, I don't mind cooking. It's just sometimes hard to find the time to.
I can't stand it.
So it's not a priority.
I'd rather stick pins in my eyes and cook.
But I don't mind it. It's just about, you know, having the time to do it.
How do you stay healthy with the lack of time in your life?
It's hard to, you know.
Time management, isn't it, I suppose? Like up early, I got like a gym at home. So I go into there every morning, then into the cold spa, out, get showered, take my son to school, and then into the Wattpad and just try and be sensible with my eating.
Yeah, like, you're good.
Eat a lot of fruit. Just don't overdo it on the sweet stuff. But
do you notice a difference in terms of performance, even when it comes to your content? Because when you're dropping and you're filming, you're on mentally physically.
Yeah, for me, I feel...
You've gone a bit silent there.
I just, Clarny, on
the old nutrition front.
Yeah, because I'm actually, at the moment, I'm in a bit of a bad patch.
That's okay.
Do you know what I mean? In terms of like fitness, and fitness is not there at the moment, but I'm keeping my mind healthy. Woody does it as well. I prime every day.
What's
so
that?
It's like a form of meditation. So I get up early and I'll do my priming. It's essentially a form of meditation, but meditation is really difficult to do, right? Because you're always thinking. But this is like, it's a guy called Tony Robbins who talks you through this priming, and you start it off by like pulling the energy in from the sky. But actually, it's through your nose. So it's like this. Like that, yeah? If you're listening now, you're probably going to sound, think it's weird. That's it. And you pull the energy in, right? And you do the 10.
I can't do it that quick.
I know, it kind of like comes out your nose, right? And then he guides you through, like, he guides you through like a form of priming your body to get ready for the day. So you're like, he talks about like three things you're grateful for.
Okay.
You know, three things that kind of like you want to heal, then going into, you know, what you want to manifest, like three things you want to manifest, like short term, long term. And doing that every day kind of keeps the mind healthy for me, because you know, sometimes a little bit of negativity does creep in. By priming your body every morning, it just kind of gets you ready for the day to like go and hit it hard. By the time you get to the wet pad, you are a shark. Do you know what I mean?
Right, let's go shark vibes.
Okay.
Shall we prime our three things all together now?
Yeah,
let's do it. To give people a little bit of inspiration.
Do we do it while we're walking?
Yeah, you can't stop walking.
That's part of the podcast. And also, this is re-railing you to health.
Okay.
A bit of active movement.
Shock right, you wanting
sweet.
To stop
yeah,
walking.
Yeah, my legs are killing me.
Right, I feel like I've done that 4 miles.
So we're going to start like this.
Yep.
Like that. It's through your nose. It's not through your mouth. So you breathe it. So it's like this. Look. But everything out your nose is when you pull down. So we're going to do 10 seconds of that all together. You're going to go off my pace. You ready? And then once we've done that, we're going to go silent for a bit. We're going to talk about our manifestations.
We're going to, yeah, you said there were three pillars.
Yes.
So we're each going to do it.
Okay, cool. All right, you ready?
How do we feel about that? Are we up for
that? Yeah, let's do this.
I think this is good. People are going to enjoy this.
Yeah, just wonder what it's going to be like when they're listening.
Yeah. Lots of heavy breathing, I think.
Okay, should we do one thing that we're going to manifest or three?
Three.
Okay, cool. Here we go.
Okay.
On my pace. 3, 2, 1. There we go. Drop them down.
Done me, isn't she? She's only got enough about me.
God, that was exhausting.
Right, I'll start.
Okay.
Manifesting that offline will have 1 million subscribers by the end of the year.
Boom. I am manifesting that the Monday Mile podcast will have 1 million subscribers.
Next week.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Exactly that.
I'm manifesting continued health and happiness for me, my family and friends. And you're a friend now, so you come as part of that.
Thank you very much.
There you go.
Amazing.
I feel very privileged to have walked a mile with you in the WAC pad.
Yeah.
This really is an incredible setup. And to anybody tuning in and listening that have just seen the surface layer of Woody and Kleine, your incredible content. It really is a privilege to meet the gentleman behind all the crazy antics, because I can really connect to what you're saying. Mm. Having been a former professional snowboarder, one of the first things you said to me is, you must have had a few screws too loose. But actually, everything we do is extremely calculated and thought through. No jumping over buses without thinking about it first. Monday Mile listeners, you know what to do. Make sure you are subscribed. The audio drops at 12 a.m. for the early risers. And we are also now on YouTube. So seeing as I'm with two YouTubers, what is it that YouTubers say at the end of the video?
Like, share and subscribe.
Yeah.
Just that simple.
And jump into those comments and drop us a comment. We'll get and you'll get back to them.
Yeah. That's it.
Monday Mile listeners, it is a wrap.